One of the high spots of the social and artistic calendar in Delft has become the twice-yearly Kunstkammer, which is held in a 500-year-old private house on the city's Oder-Delft Canal. Each May and November, Ramon Dijkgraaf and his partner Mark Kals throw open their doors to the public to show the work of five or six artists. I spoke to Ramon in his garden during the exhibition, and he explained that the shows are organised with two ladies who are also very prominent in the Delft art scene.
These two, Jörg and Simone, they are the owners and the starters from Gallery Terra. And Gallery Terra is a national and international well-known gallery who is doing expositions with ceramics in the Nieuwstraat.
Yeah.
And Ramon and Mark are the owners of the Oude Delft 210. And when Jörg and Simone had their 30 years jubileum, they had a Chambre d'Amis in Delft, and there were six houses in Delft, old houses, were open for public, like this, and there was an exposition with ceramics and also live things. They are doing a lot of work also with China, and there was a tea ceremony in the, in our garden. Our house was very successful in that Chambre d'Amis, and we are both all four art lovers, so we had something like, how can we make a new event together and to do that in an historical monumental house with that as decor for the arts. And for them it's a very good opportunity to show not only ceramics but also paintings, drawings, jewelries, and other things.
Do you normally work with the same group of artists or the same galleries?
Every time, it's two times a year, in May and in November, and we most of the time it's like six artists who are having exhibition in the house. And mostly two or three people with ceramics, and the other three are different, other kind of art. And we go a lot to exhibitions all over the world, but also here in Netherlands, go to the Pan Amsterdam Kunstrij, and then we spot other artists, and we have our own email and web address, and then we make an announcement to them that we have a new Kunstkamer, and if they we invite them to participate in the Kunstkamer. And I think all the artists we work together with were very enthusiastic.
Yeah, and, but the works are for sale, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is for sale from art. And most of the artists have also a contract with another gallery. And they ask their own galleries, is it okay to do an exhibition in Delft? And in 10 times it's no problem.
So are you involved in the arts professionally?
I was doing an examination to start at the Kunstacademie when I was young, and I was also admitted. But then at the moment that I had to start, I was doubting about doing art or something else. And then I decided to do medicine, and I'm a gynecologist. Yeah, okay. So I'm working in a totally different field, but I'm still painting by myself. So that is also the thing what I do. And and it was the meaning that before we did the Chambre d'Amis that I want to do an own exhibition with my own work, and then open my website of my own name, Ramon Dijkgraaf, and then to show my work and have also an atelier upstairs that people can come and visit me and see my own work. But then we did together with Jörg and Simone de Chambre d'Amis. It was very successful. We made a new start with the Kunstkamer. So at this moment I'm still painting, and my work will be shown in May 2019 in this house. And I discussed it also with professional artists who were participating in this exhibition here, and last time also one who is giving is teaching at the Kunstakademie, and they are very not flabbergasted but very excited about my work. And then I say, but I'm not a professional, and they say, Ramon, there are people who are studying arts and they can't make that work what you are showing us, so please let it see.
Yeah.
Let people enjoy this. So I hesitate a bit, but...
Are you going to be giving up your day job soon?
I don't know.
Yeah. So there's quite a big circle of artists in Delft, isn't there? There's quite a lot of people involved.
Yes, there are a lot of people involved. We also work together with other galleries here in Delft. Also,
how many people do you normally get through on this weekend?
About 500, 600 people. Oh. Yeah. And we did the interior design. I'm reading magazines for decoration, like L Decoration, yeah, and the Residence, like when I was 11 or 12 years old. And we knew a lot about interior design. When we go to, I call in Dutch, in beurs, designers.
Books?
Not books. When you go to the Kunstrij, you have also for art, for design, for interior design. Mm. When we go there and we talk with people in the field, most of the time they think that we are also people who are working in interior design.
Did you renovate this house yourself?
Yes. We did. It took us 2 years to take everything down, to start a restoration, and then we had 1 year one of the most famous builders here in for restoration in the Netherlands, with Burgi, we did the restoration.
Because I noticed inside the two fireplaces are very, very old, and the plaster's coming off, and you can see that was a straw or something almost behind.
But it's from 1780, about that time.
And the kitchen, is that original as well?
It's original. So the first building, the first house is 1550, and the second house is about 1450, 1480. I don't know, it's heritage. It's a monumental,
protected
monument. And they saw in the house that there were signs of... It was like from wood, the house upstairs. So they could say that that house is from 1415, 1480. But the last big restoration here in this house was 1850. 1850 was also the time from the wooden panels on the walls and the blinded cupboards. And that was also the time that they made the kitchen. It's 1850 with the old historical white tiles.
Yeah,
it's very famous. And it's with the old oven.
Yeah,
make bread on that, and also cooking on that.
You don't still use that?
No, we don't use that.
It'd be good for barbecues. Open the window.
And when we had the admission to make the glass roof on the inner space, then they said to us it's okay. It was admitted here in the commission in Delft of the monumental care, and then they said we want you to keep the character of that it's outside. That's also the reason that we made the floor lamps in the ground, that they are giving light on the walls, and also the tree in the inner yard, so that when the doors are closed in the evening, you still have a bit the idea that it's outside.
Yeah.
And at that point of view, the one where we work together with is Bunning from Rotterdam. She did with us mood boards. She was in our old house, looked all the rooms, went with us to the new house, and then she made from all the rooms mood boards, and that was the backbone from the restoration. And for the very hyper modern parts, we worked together with Depot Rotterdam. And then she said to us, when they wanted you to keep the inner place like outside, maybe it's a good idea to do something with butterflies or flowers or with birds on the wall. And that's chinoiserie. And in the years that we were doing the restoration, then we thought it's okay to do chinoiserie, but we want to have a Dutch
theme.
And then all the animals and also the flowers and the trees on the paper wall was chosen by us. Also the style. And it was made by Barbara Thermeshuizen. It's Magical Wall. It's her own company. She did a lot in the cloth industry, like design. And then she did this for us. Also the wallpaper in the corridor and in the living room. And She did with the International Illustration Awards. It was in London, and she went up to the second round with the Dining Room Forest. And all the animals, they are wearing it's in Dutch a strik, I don't know the English word, a rope, or earrings, or the... Het hertje has golden hoofs, and one has a crown. The tail, it's like a fairy tale, all painted on aquarelle paper, then were made digital, but they were printed. It was printed, but only the contour. Not all the outlines. And then she painted everything by hand. So it's unique for this room, and it's not for selling. It's
so have you?
We are the owners of that.
Is your house in all the design magazines now?
No, we are not in the magazines at this moment. We are still doing the attics at this moment.
So it's not finished.
It's not all finished. And we have also this small house on top that is going to be the second bathroom, and it will be with tadelakt and with the copper on the walls, the copper taps on the walls, and the stone grootsteen, what is there, is coming there.
That's the advantage of having a good day job.
Yes, yes.
That was Ramon Degraaf, who is one of the organizers of Kunstkammer in Delft.